States in our region that allowed eviction protections to expire before a national moratorium was enacted saw an increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Researchers looked at COVID cases and deaths from March up until the CDC enacted a national eviction moratorium in early September. Catherine Lifeheit is a researcher at the University of California and one of the authors of the study. She was encouraged when states started enacting eviction moratoriums early on.
But then we started seeing states lift the protections one by one.
Lifeheit says in a pandemic, stable housing can prevent COVID cases and deaths. She studies how evictions affect health, most recently children's chronic health conditions.
The pandemic has shed light on how deep these social fissures are, and people are talking about it.
And that's bringing Lifeheit some measure of hope. The study hasn't yet been peer-reviewed. Lifeheit and her team wanted to publish the info before the CDC's eviction moratorium expires at the end of the year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.